Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Lovely day.
Yes, a beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Actually, it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Let the initiation begin.
We got a show to do, boys.
We'll go right now. Let's go. Let's go.
It's Kix Morning Show. JP, Liz, Husker Nick. Good morning and welcome to Monday, September 28th. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Morning, Husker Nick.
What is up?
How was the weekend, everybody?
Good. How was yours?
I was good. Lots of football. Played a little golf on Friday.
Nice.
Pretty nice, relaxing, final hot weekend of the fall.
Did you go to the pool?
I wanted to. I got way too busy on Saturday to even get there.
Man.
So, because we had football practice, we had other things we had to get done. I went and saw a musical, the musical at the Lead Center.
How was that?
It was interesting.
Yeah.
It wasn't SNL caliber humor, but it was pretty, it was good. It was okay.
Nice.
And not bad for the first time going to a Lead Center show and having all the social distancing and the people down there were really smart with the way they did it.
Did you guys see how the Denver Broncos social distanced their fans?
Mm-mm.
Well, you know, like in South Park, the city is located just outside of Denver.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they did cardboard cutouts of every person in South Park, like the town.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then they put them all around the stadium in between all the people.
Okay, that's really funny.
Like they kept cutting to shots of people, like real people sitting there with their masks on, and then all these cardboard South Park characters.
Okay, that's
on
really
them.
Funny. That's super funny.
Oh, it's like the only good thing that happened for the Denver Broncos this
weekend. That's a true fact.
Was that their people were on it. But yeah, they did. They went
that's kind of a great way to do
it. It's
that.
Really funny.
That's funny. I like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. That's I'm excited fantastic. To see what the Huskers end up doing in their stadium. If it's $20, are you putting a cardboard cutout in there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, $20? I'm putting a cardboard cutout of Carl in there.
$40.
Your dog?
Yeah.
60.
No.
For Carl, yes. Because I know he's going to get on TV.
That's true.
He will be there.
Like, if it was me, no.
No.
But, like,
but
if it's Carl.
Dog.
Yeah, if it's Carl in a tiny jersey, tell me he's not going to make it on broadcast one time.
I was thinking it'd be cool to put my kids in there.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be pretty neat.
At least for one game.
I mean, for one game, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do it, I mean, like, throw it at $80 and you get both... your kids in there, then that's a good idea.
One of the sideline doctors told me that if mine's up there, he's definitely going to go sit next to it and throw his arm around and take a selfie. I was like, well, thanks, buddy.
That'd be appreciate hilarious.
You on that. But, yeah, that's funny. I'm thinking the kiddos would be a fun way to go
cute.
About that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what they're going to be doing is cardboard cutouts, you think? Or are they going to actually try to?
There's been a lot of talk
of conversation.
About it. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. They're still holding out. I know they're still holding out hope that we have, like, whatever, a month until the first game. Mm-hmm. So they're holding out hope that we'll be able to get some players in. Because right now, this weekend, the SEC played in a bunch of places. And a lot of your NFL teams are opening up more and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Chiefs have had a home game. There's been – Jacksonville's had two now. One person has gotten sick out of the games that have been around.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's pretty good sign.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I don't know. Keep our fingers crossed, right?
Yeah, you know, never hopefully. Know.
I know this town's going to be rocking. This weekend, a bunch of people, we're in my circle. I live in a little cul-de-sac, and like three different houses now have a set of bags. So now our thing is we have bag tournaments every day.
In your circle.
Yeah.
Might as well.
And that's all people were talking about was the tailgating and hanging out before the games. And
yeah,
I don't know. It sounds like a lot of Lincolnites are going to be saying, screw it. I'm going down and tailgating downtown during the
Halloween
game.
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
Sign that waiver and just go.
Oh, it's going to be fun. I'm getting excited. It'll be just to have like the Huskers on TV in a month will be awesome.
Yeah.
It'll be fantastic.
No, absolutely.
It's getting geared up pretty close.
Coming up.
Next. You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Yeah, you want to get really pumped up. They put on pads Wednesday.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Wednesday will be padded practice. Apparently, that's the date that you stop passing around coronavirus.
Apparently.
Yeah. Wednesday is
apparently.
The day you
yeah.
do?
Yeah, okay,
I mean,
good
they've been
know.
Practicing anyways.
Right.
But they've been pushing back the pads because, I don't know, maybe the pads are making more contagious.
COVID?
Good thing it's not the 80s with those shirts and stuff that everybody used to wear with the
their
shoulder
little midriff,
pads.
Yeah.
Oh, we'd be screwed.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be good at all.
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
The morning.
on Kix 96.9.
Wind, water,
ha, go planet!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet!
From your reaction, Husker Nick, I can tell you watch that show a lot.
Gonna take pollution down to zero. I got this.
Nice job.
Man.
One of your favorite shows back in the day?
My little brothers used to watch it all the time. Very cool. Actually, yeah.
And I think all of us do a pretty good job with recycling, reusing, trying. A lot of it you can't do right now because of COVID. I mean, there's a lot of less reusing, like cups and whatnot, or straws are getting cut down. This never should have been reused. And police in Vietnam have busted a factory for taking recycling just one step too far. Okay. They confiscated 345,000 used condoms that had been boiled, reshaped, and packaged for resale.
Oh, gee, many Christmas.
Oh, my God.
345,000 of
one, but you could have just said one.
No, you could have been like one.
You could have been like, hey, right. They recycled one condom.
Right.
And then I would recommend no one ever buy a condom from whatever company that was ever again.
Right?
Ew!
According to the state media, the 34-year-old woman who owned the factory said she had received a monthly input of used condoms from an unknown person.
Oh my God, that's so disgusting.
Right?
From an unknown person.
An unknown person.
You don't have to know them to...
Right.
How many was it again that she did?
345,000.
This one dude was an active individual.
He was. Yeah, my God.
Oh. The factory was raided after a tip from a local resident. Police said the factory owner told them she was paid 17 cents per kilogram of recycled condoms.
That's like not even that much.
Right.
Ah, where's this at? Vietnam?
Vietnam.
Probably over there.
Yeah,
that's 17 cents goes a long ways. I bet
even
that's
then,
a lot
if
of money.
I'm having to wash out, I can't even say it.
Could you imagine that phone call?
It's so disgusting.
Ring, ring, ring. Police. Yeah, hey, you know that big factory downtown? Yeah. The real big one with the extra like three stacks on the top of it. You always see smoke coming out of it.
Yeah,
it's because they're recycling condoms and then sell them to people here in town.
Ugh.
The police are like, what now?
Oh God,
no!
Like no wonder there's been a baby boom.
Like there's out of all the things in this world to reuse. That's
right.
Like on the short list of the why would anybody ever think of that?
Exactly.
Like
ew,
that's the yeah.
That's just, this just ruined my day.
Man,
that didn't mean to ruin your day. But making you aware of something was going on.
It's like, hey, we're reusing Band-Aids now.
Right.
Like you wouldn't do that.
No, never.
That wouldn't make any
that's
sense.
Gross.
Like, hey, these used tissue papers that people have been blowing their nose in. We're gonna unfold them, and then we're gonna iron them. And then give them back to the people.
And sell them out.
They're nice and flat now again.
Oh my God, this whole thing makes me gag.
Could you imagine being a worker there?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's just the
grossest
job ever.
To deal with that is the worst, maybe the worst thing I could ever think of.
Ew.
Oh my God.
I want these so clean you can eat off of them. That's what they said to him. And then they were like, okay.
We should probably move on before Liz loses her breakfast.
Okay.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
So, when recycling, that's not one that you
want
to.
Yeah, don't do that. Just don't do that.
On the way, we'll get you some new music to start your day with the Nitty Gritty for Music City and good things not too far away.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
On this morning's Nitty Gritty from Music City, baby news, another Kane Brown accident, and new music from Michael Ray.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
We'll start off with some baby news.
Okay.
Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line and his wife Haley welcomed their third child, a son named Atlas Roy, on Thursday. They said the name Atlas means stand for strength, and Roy is the name of Tyler's dad, who passed away when he was 20. So, congrats to them. And also, Clay Cook of Zach Brown Band welcomed his third child with his wife, a daughter named Cecilia. And this is a big deal because Cecilia will be the first daughter in the Cook family line since the 1930s.
Oh, wow.
They apparently are experts at making boys in that family.
I guess so.
So they are very excited. And
what a
she,
special little one right there.
Right?
Okay, right?
And she's already welcomed by two older brothers.
She's a princess in that family.
Yes, she will. Kane Brown gave us a behind-the-scenes look into the production process for his most recent video for Cool Again. And it definitely was not all fun and games on the set. Kane says that his makeup artist was drilled by a falling coconut. He said, quote, the sad thing, she ended up going to the ER. It hit her right on top of the head. Yeah, he said, my wife was talking about that possibility right before it happened. Yeah. And when they came and told us, we were like, whoa, but I think she's okay now.
It's like getting a light bowling ball dropped on your head.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah. Those things are brutal. You ever tried to open a coconut?
Oh, it's impossible. Those things are like heavy and very, very solid.
Wow.
But kind of weird. He said he thinks she's okay. I mean, it's been like 2 months, so maybe check up on her.
Yeah, we should maybe do a call.
Right.
See if she's okay.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Coconuts aside, though, Kane said the shoot was a lot less fun than it looks in the video because it looks like a tropical vacation. He said, quote, it was tough. It was 95 degrees out there on the beach in Miami with the humidity, and we had to keep our masks on unless we were shooting, and our masks were pretty nasty after that. You know, that's life in COVID times.
Yep.
And finally, we have some new music from Michael Ray. It's called Whiskey and Rain. And while it's a brand new song, it's definitely got a classic country sound to it. Michael's been working on a new album, and he said he's going for a 90s now sound that blends the best of the classics like Gary Allen and Tim McGraw with an updated new sound. So you can decide for yourself and hear Whiskey and Rain right now. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Liz Bauer for Kix 96.9.
Tin roof, it's been black label pouring on ice. Made a honky tonk out of this living room, yeah, swimming through her goodbye. Misery loves company.
Seconds away from this
with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
That Bob Olympian music from my buddy Michael Ray, Whiskey and Rain. Fun classic feel to it, which is a lot of fun to wake up to.
God, that's a good one.
Coming up, some good things to start your day. If you got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. One involving Joe Montana. Name we haven't heard in a while. That and more coming up.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Let's get to the good things where we feature the good going around the world. If you've got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Liz, what's your good thing today?
My good thing is about a very adorable, very fat cat named Lasagna.
Okay.
She was picked up by Animal Control in Philadelphia, and she weighed in at a whopping 29 pounds.
Ooh,
and
wow.
They had a, you know, picture of her being held by one of the volunteers. And, like, this cat is massive. Huge. He was, like, as wide as the human. But anyway, they...
Wow.
Lasagna was looking for someone to help her lose the quarantine 15. And so obviously her picture went viral because she's very cute. She's just very
fat. She's cute, but yeah.
And like even Stouffer's, like the lasagna brand was like, we hope that she finds a home. And they made a donation towards, because people, they were saying, you know, like if you can't adopt Lasagna, then consider donating to your humane society. But she just found a home. A very nice couple from New Jersey have now adopted Lasagna, and they said they are going to help her get on a diet.
Very good.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Happy day for Lasagna. Oh, my God. And they posted a picture of her in her new house.
She's a cute cat.
She's got little white socks.
She's going to have like the white tank top and the gold chains hanging soon enough. Living in Jersey.
So there you go.
She'll get swole in Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, GTL. That's what she's Lasagna's going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Lasagna Tan.
Beautiful. Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing. So Joe Montana, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in NFL history, former Chief 49er. He was at home with his wife and their grandbaby, who's 9 months old, was in the house.
Yeah.
Someone snuck into their home and tried to kidnap their 9-month-old grandbaby.
Oh, wow.
Joe and his wife intercepted this person, tried to reason with them, and then when it didn't happen, Joe and his wife went full tackle mode and wrestled this baby away.
Are you kidding?
The
like,
woman
this
escaped.
Is the most insane story.
This is nightmare fuel.
Yes.
Yeah.
As a dad who's got little kids.
It's like Lindbergh baby status.
Yes.
Right.
This, so
it's
creepy.
Crazy. So that is that went down, but the good thing is Joe Montana, 64 years old, man, still got it.
Still got it, dude.
No kidding.
There, yeah.
I wouldn't mess with him.
No.
Jeez. My good thing, it starts from a bad thing. Michael Harris is from Phoenix, and he was in the drive-thru at the Taco Bell and had a heart attack.
Oh, that's not good, but the irony of that.
Right. Lucky, he got lucky, though, in two ways. One of the Taco Bell employees were on it and immediately called help. And then, two, there's a fire station right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
So two guys heard the call and actually ran over. With the defibrillator and shocked him twice, got his heart beating again, and he's fine. He's there for 7 days in the hospital for recovery. He's actually, I looked at the video on the news coverage from NBC 12 Phoenix, and he is in actually really good shape. He just had a heart attack. It was a fluke thing.
Wow.
And luckily
he's
enough.
Actually very lucky then.
Yeah, the Taco Bell employees knew to get a hold of somebody right away. And they were there and did it. And so there's a really cool photo of him and his family bringing a whole bunch of Taco Bell to the firefighters. Like you do.
Hey, we just had a heart attack. Here's some Taco Bell from us to right. You.
Taco Bell's not going to kill you. I mean, not if you're in that good a shape. I mean, he looked pretty good. So there you go. That's some good things to start your day.
Coming
up next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, we'll have a question for you about whether or not these people should have been fired.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Let's see, you guys think it's the bigger dummy.
Ooh.
When it comes to crimes today. We start with a man accused of breaking into Miller Park, home of the Major League Baseball Milwaukee Brewers.
This guy will get my vote.
Automatically for breaking into the park?
No, I know what he did.
Oh, you know what Kenyon Lambert did? Yeah, he damaged the field and told police he was going to try to write his name in cursive with tractor tires, but it moved too slow.
Yeah,
I hate when that happens.
Got in, got on the tractor, went on the field, and just tore up their infield.
$40,000 in damage.
Just
done.
Tore this thing up. Ooh. Come on.
He's a jerk.
They're like two places on this planet that I like to really, like, I will be barefoot if possible, and that is on a ball field of how nice the grass is, or on a green at a golf course.
Those are the best
softest
places.
Like grass in the world are in those two places. Mm-hmm. It's just wonderful, wonderful stuff.
And, he's going to go to jail for a little while.
Good,
because he was a jerk and tore up Miller.
Like if this park. Story would have been, he broke in. Got some beer and got some peanuts, sat up in the stands.
Like the guy who slept in the major league, the minor league baseball team.
Living out a childhood dream, you know what? Fine. Like, do your thing.
Guy's out there. He's got the pitching machine up and he's hitting batting practice. I'm okay with it.
Right. Yeah, as long as he's being good to the stuff.
Yeah, but to get on a tractor and just go tear up the field. Maybe I'm just a little sensitive on this because my brother-in-law is the one who... Does the fields down really here in town for Haymarket Park.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can just imagine him reading this story and how angry he would get.
Oh, yeah.
Like throw something against the wall, I'm sure, in anger. There's that guy. And then we go to Louisiana. The Pineville Police Department had to deal with one of their own officers who claimed to have been ambushed on Sunday night. Mm. But actually, the officials say the officer, identified as John Goulart Jr., shot himself, concealed his weapon, and altered the facts. So John,
why did he shoot himself? What was he doing?
He was just screwing around with his gun, and then he said, "Oh no, somebody ambushed me."
I
know this isn't what happened, but I feel like he's just like walking down the street on the beat, you know, and he's tired of spinning his nightstick,
so he starts doing his cowboy spin.
Stick him up.
He originally claimed he was shot once in the leg, and the second shot hit the rear door of his police unit while he was at a shopping center.
Oh boy.
They're like,
freeze, police.
Wait a second.
Can you imagine being like the employee at the Dollar General and you're like, oh my God, it's been a long day.
John Jr.'s out there again.
Oh God, he's in the parking lot.
You gaze outside and then all of a sudden you watch this cop shoot himself twice. And you're like,
what?
I don't get paid enough for this.
It's like, what is happening here?
John Jr.'s out there again. Should we call his dad?
Oh, gosh. He's going to hurt himself.
Yeah, probably.
He's going to hurt himself.
So, yeah, he's been placed on administrative leave.
Oh, my God.
Some dumb people out there give us some great things to talk about every day.
Just what happens next.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Now, whether this next story is dumb or ingenious, we'll get into that.
Oh,
and
God.
Whether or not they should have been fired. We'll get that coming up next.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Sometimes you just have to look for a place to get away.
Yeah.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with this situation. I'll just put my foot down right now.
Oh, okay. Firmly on this side.
I'm okay with it.
So there are three New York City's transit workers. Must have been a little bored or something, or just decided, hey, this is a great opportunity for us to just get away from everybody.
Yeah.
Constructed a secret man cave underneath the train platform in Grand Central Station, New York City.
Like, my dream.
This is awesome.
Yes, this was like my dream growing up, having like a really cool clubhouse somewhere.
Right.
With like couches and fridges and all this stuff. Like, these guys did it.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed.
So, there was a storage unit that nobody was really using. So they're like, hey, let's see what we can do with this place. And they put a futon in there. They've got a big old TV, exercise equipment, a stocked fridge, beds.
Well, apparently no one knew this room existed. Like, right. It was like a locked door that no one had a key to and of no course. One knew existed.
And these guys decided to like go figure it out.
So they were like, hey, let's see what's behind this door. They probably broke in one time.
Right.
And was like, hold on. Remember in Ninja Turtles how they had that lair with all the video games mm-hmm. and the TVs set up? And it was like the coolest thing you ever saw as a kid? Yep. We could make that in here.
Right. And nobody would know because everybody thinks it's just locked forever.
Right.
Like, yes.
And they did it. They had internet. They had TV. They had the whole nine yards. Right. There was a couch. There was chairs.
I want to know how they got this much full-size furniture. Like, they had a full-size fridge.
It's so awesome. And the best part is more than likely these dudes harmlessly just wanted to get away from their families.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Like, they were just like, look, I could tell my wife, hey, I got a phone call. I got to go to work. I'll be there all night, see in like 8 or 9 hours. That's a half a lie. It's not even a full lie. They would actually be at work, just not working.
Just exactly. Like chilling out, watching some football or whatever.
Right.
Yes.
Like, that's one of those things, because we're dumb. We talk ourselves into saying, see, that's not lying. That's like us telling the truth to our wives.
That is basically like me.
Right? Yeah. True. Like I am almost 100% telling my wife the truth that I'm going to work.
Right.
If you really think about it,
right?
I haven't told any lies.
And they weren't. And they weren't doing anything wrong. They were just hanging. I mean, the most wrong thing they did was break into this room that no one knew about.
Yeah, the security manager didn't have a working key for the room. A licensed locksmith for their supervisor's shop didn't have a key for the room.
Yeah. So what happened to them?
So these guys, they got down there and set up this whole thing. It was a wireman, a carpenter, a foreman, and an electrical foreman.
What a perfect scenario.
So no wonder it was so hooked up down there.
You played the Captain Planet theme song earlier. Like, with their powers combined, they are Man Cave Man.
Mm-hmm. Man Cave
They're
Man.
Like Captain Man Cave Dude.
So now I'm questioning less how much they had, how they had so many cool things in there. Because it's like, oh, duh. That's their jobs, basically.
They've now been suspended without pay pending resolution of disciplinary cases.
Do they get to hang out in the room still?
No. They're pretty much going to shut that room down.
They should not be in trouble, and this room should be fine.
Exactly.
Really?
I mean, they really weren't doing anything wrong.
No.
Like, I mean, they weren't technically allowed to use the room, but that's the worst thing they did. Was used the room that wasn't theirs.
But if they're clocked in and they're hanging out in the man cave versus doing their job.
No, if they're clocked in, you're not supposed to do that. But they're not. They said we're going off to work. It says in one of the articles I was reading that they came when work wasn't going on. They hung out. They had beverages.
Waited for the next call and then went to do it.
I'll tell you right now, I've worked a lot of jobs and I've seen a lot of people waste a lot of time on jobs.
Yes.
Right. In little increments in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Being really slow to go to lunch, whatever. Whatever it is, that all adds up. They're just taking it in bigger chunks.
I will say, I was a bellman at the Cornhusker Hotel, and I knew to get the Sunday gig after a Husker football game because nobody's moving. I mean, the earliest anybody's up is by 10.
Right.
So you get in there at 5 a.m. So from 5 to 8, I knew that I could take a nap in the far bathrooms in the convention center area, and I would just camp out in there.
So sleeping in bathrooms is not something that's foreign to you.
No, it's not.
No, not at all. He has a long history of sleeping in bathrooms.
That was a planned one. The porta potty was a completely different thing.
Oh, God.
That was a fun surprise, that one.
So we want to know from you.
5 calls. Says it all on Kix 96.9, 466-9696.
Should these guys be fired? Are they in trouble for what they did?
I won't try and sway the vote, but they definitely should not have been fired.
I want to hear what people say.
Right. Yeah. We'll give you the chance to say your piece. 466-9696. You can let us know Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Should these guys, the creators of the man cave in a storage unit at Grand Central, be fired? Or are they okay? 466-9696. Should the creators of the Grand Central Station man cave?
Yeah.
Be fired for what they did. They found a storage unit that no one used. Nobody even had a key to it.
No, nobody knew about it.
And they ingeniously came up with an ultimate man cave with TV and Wi-Fi and cable and couch, beds to sleep in between things. We wanted to know from you, because they're now suspended without pay, pending investigation.
Right.
Could probably lose their jobs for coming up with this man cave. Though... apparently, in one of the articles, it said that they would only go down there when there wasn't work to do.
Yeah, they were just this is just an escape.
And so we wanted to know from you, should they be fired?
I think they ought to just open it up to an all-employee rec room.
There you go.
There you go.
You sign up for your time to go in there and hang out?
Just hang out for everybody, because they're probably not offering that to their employees, and they might get a little more work out of people if they can have a little more enjoyment, too.
Boom. Right, there you go. That's a good idea. And a resounding yes. If they were in there not during working, busy time, then it was okay.
The worst they're doing is using some of their, electricity.
Right.
Right.
That's the worst thing they're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gosh.
As long as they didn't charge the cable to the Grand Central Transit System, then we're probably
okay. Man, in my heart, whenever they ordered pizza, they had it delivered to, a grate up at the top in
right,
the street,
just
like
drop
in the
it
Ninja
on the
Turtles.
Manhole.
Ninja Turtles.
That's what I really want. Like, that's in my heart. That's how they got in and out of this place too. Like this is total Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff here.
Uber Eats. All of a sudden, there's a whole load of Chinese food sitting on a grate, and people are like, "What is? Oh, it's New York. It's just the way it goes."
Yeah. Right.
So there you go. So they're okay as long as they weren't doing it during company time.
Still admire it.
Oh yeah. On the way, it's time for Make It Right. Brett, up next.
Yeah, you messed up.
And JP, Liz, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
This morning we need to help Brett with his girlfriend and making it right. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I could really use your help.
Okay, so what's going on?
I've got a girlfriend who's everything I could ever imagine wanting in a partner. And, you know, I definitely see us getting married in the future.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So yeah, pretty serious.
It definitely feels like that. And, because of the pandemic, she was home with her mom and her stepdad, and all of her classes are online.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
So her stepdad's a real ass. Everyone in her family hates him. And they've been trying to convince my girlfriend to move out and in with one of them for years.
Oh.
He treats her like garbage. He puts my girlfriend down to make his own daughter, like to build up his own daughter who has a lot of drug problems. You know, he tries to make her look better.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yikes.
Yeah, it's a real messed up situation. One of the things that really bothers me, though, it drives me up the wall. He calls her ugly. He'll say, man, you fell out of the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Oh, my God.
So he's a bad joke teller, too.
Yeah. That is a really old dad joke. Yeah.
Wow.
And her mom will yell at him, but he, tries to defend himself, say he's just being honest, and he can't help that she's ugly.
Oh,
and
God,
he kind of just keeps rambling about how beautiful his daughter is.
Okay, that's creepy. Yeah,
that's crappy.
First of all, that's
creepy
just,
and crappy.
Yeah, creepy and crappy, but like what really mostly creepy. I'm like really weirded out by that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but my girlfriend is beautiful. She is, like, she's way out of my league. And I know. And it bothers me
because
I'm like, this is just objectively not true. Mm-hmm. But the other, a couple weekends ago, I was taking her to a work event where we all were socially, distancing.
Right.
And she looked beautiful, of course, but asshole can't keep his mouth shut and starts in immediately. Was she really going to wear that? Well, why'd she do that to her hair? Why isn't she wearing more makeup?
Jeez.
And, he said if I really wanted to show off, I'd take his daughter.
What the?
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Is he in love with his daughter? Like,
what
I mean, like, romantically
on?
In love with his daughter?
What an absolute jerk.
Ew.
It's crazy. It is. It's, like, cringe. And I had one of those moments where I just, spoke my thoughts out loud.
Okay.
Really bad. And I said, oh, yeah, because nothing says beauty in class like a drug addict on probation.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, no.
So shots have been fired then.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely the shot heard around the world.
Wow. I mean, I don't blame you, but damn.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
Hey, man, he was pushing.
Yeah.
He was pushing.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened next?
Around here.
And, my girlfriend got upset. She left. And, I apologized to her, but she was furious with me, and she hasn't talked to me since, and she's even moved into her aunt's. So, she didn't ask me to help or anything.
Oh, no.
So I'm kind of, like, really stuck. Like, I really need you guys to help me out if you can.
Wow.
Oh, it's such a tough moment because you were in a really bad spot because you wanted to defend her and you lost your temper and
right.
You let him have it.
And then you almost made it work. Like,
yes.
You're both the bad guy kind of now.
Right, unfortunately.
But your heart was in the right place.
Right,
at least you weren't
totally.
Coming from a place of absolute evil like it sounds like her stepdad is.
Yeah, he sounds like a total D-bag.
Douche.
All right, wow. So when we call her, when she hears it's you, what do you think she's going to, you think she's going to be receptive or, I don't know, what do you think?
I mean, we've been going out for a while, so I think she will be receptive. I haven't heard from her, so I honestly have, no idea, what she's thinking,
Jeez.
Right.
All right.
First of all, at least she's out of that house with that.
Yeah,
that
sounds like she's stuck in the middle of.
She doesn't
everybody.
Need that negativity in her life.
No,
that'll
she really doesn't.
Bring anybody down.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well,
jeez.
Brett, we appreciate you doing what you could to help her out, and we'll give her a call, and we'll definitely go to bat for you, and see if we can sort this whole thing out.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
coming up next.
Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
I don't even know where to go with this one.
That was just a lot.
I mean, he's not a bad person for what he said, but I mean,
it's one of those heat of the moment moments where all of a sudden, like, you could be completely in the right, but then now you're in the wrong.
Right.
Because of the one thing you said. It might have been based in fact. It might have been sort of the right thing to say, but it's just like how you said it. And yeah. Now both of you are the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just never a good situation.
All right. Well, we'll try to get Sharon on the phone. See if we can help Brent make it right. And hopefully the situation will get better now that she's out of that house.
Mm-hmm.
To make it right Monday with JP, Liz, Husker Nick. It's Kicks.
Yeah, you messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP, Liz, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kicks 96.9.
So here's the issue today with Brett and his girlfriend. His girlfriend's been living with her mother and stepdad during COVID, and all her classes have been online, and her stepdad's not a good dude. And they were getting ready to go to an event, and the stepfather said a bunch of nasty stuff.
Yeah.
And Brett finally just had enough of it, spoke his words, his truth to the stepdad, and that just ruined everything with him and Sherry. Sherry has now moved out of the house, luckily, and got away from the step monster, and is living with her aunt. But she's not talking to Brett.
Hmm.
And so he has asked us to reach out and try to make this right. All right, Brett, we've got Sherry on the line. We're going to talk with her first, and then we're going to bring you in, and we'll do the best to help you out to make this right by her, okay?
Okay.
Good morning, Sherry.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. It's JP, Liz, Husker Nick. Thanks for holding on.
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
We appreciate you. How are you doing?
Could be better.
Yeah, we heard.
That's what we've heard.
We've heard you've had some a little bit of a tough time recently.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And things aren't going well at home, and then also with your boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, things are a little bit intense right now. So, trying to just take a breather.
Right, which we understand, but we also had a chance to talk to Brett. And he wanted us to give you a call and then see if you'd be willing to talk with him with us.
Okay.
So we've got Brett on with us. Brett, good morning again.
Hey, good morning. Hey, hey Sherry. Hey.
Hi.
I'm really sorry about what happened at that event a couple weekends ago. I know I embarrassed you and I made you feel bad, but I just want you to know how sorry I am.
Well, okay, I appreciate that. I mean, it was definitely embarrassing, which is, and it's really hard for me to kind of process all of this. So I guess that's just one of the reasons why I'm trying to distance myself, because I don't really want to see anyone right now.
Aww.
With everything going on in the world and just that stuff just really hit me hard. So, I love you, Brett. I do. I know that you love me and you want me to be happy, but I just can't do it right now. I need to take a break.
Sherry, okay. I understand. Listen, I understand. I appreciate that. I will be patient. I'll be as patient as you want me to be. I just want to know if there's anything I can do right now to make it better for you. If there's anything I can do at all.
I mean, just give me some time, you know. I love how nice and great you are to me, because that's just not at all what I get from home,
right.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. But I just, you know, for the sake of my family and what's going on right now, I think it's just better for us to just kind of just cool it for a little while.
Right.
And then we'll see what happens, you know.
And we heard from Brett everything that's going on in your house. And, I mean, don't hate us for this, but we're definitely Team Brett. How much he cares about you and how much he wants the best for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that for sure. And I'm not saying it's done at all.
Okay.
I can't, my brain space right now, I can't.
Well, when you're ready, we'll hook you guys up with a gift card so you can go to dinner.
Yeah.
And I would implore you, this man sounds like he obviously cares greatly about you and he lost his temper with your stepfather. Don't let those things your stepfather is saying define you, and don't let that, like, be positive. You sound like an awesome person, and Brett described you to us, sound like you're an
hardworking,
awesome person through him,
wonderful, beautiful spirit.
So don't let your stepfather, who sounds like he's got his own demons to figure out, don't let him bring you down, okay?
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, yes. Okay. And this man over here sounds like he wants to help lift you up and elevate you, which is good to have around you.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
You bet. Awesome. So when you're ready, Sherry, and you're talking to Brett, now that the communication lines are open, when you're ready, you let us know. We'll be glad to give you guys dinner out on us as a chance to just kind of reconnect and hopefully continue this, what seems like a really good relationship between you two.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. Thank you.
That sounds great. And Sherry, hey, I just want you to know I love you, okay?
Adorable. Yeah. If you guys need us, like, anonymously give us stepfather's number so we can call and just ridicule him over the air.
I don't know if that's a good
idea. For being such a jerk to you. I will happily believe you me. That won't take much to convince me to do that. So I would be in. But if not, that's okay, too. Just wanted to extend the olive branch to my new friend that I got your back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, Sherry, thank you so much. Brett, best of luck. You two, just keep doing what you're doing, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.
I'm just glad that we were able to present to Sherry that Brett's not a bad guy. He's not the bad guy in this. This truly, he was just looking out for her best interest.
Poor JP had one of those, yeah, I'm totally in. Wait, what? Where are you going with this?
Right, yeah. It's like, wait,
we're not going to go shoot out his porch light or anything like that.
No, I want to get him on the show and just belittle him.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I have zero problem being petty to people who deserve it.
Right.
Right?
I mean, I just feel like there's maybe something else going on there. Maybe the dad feels like guilty because his daughter has gotten into trouble. Maybe so he really, when somebody has like a really crap kid.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure all
your
children are wonderful, but like people who have crap kids.
No, there are.
Always are like, not my kid. They're the best kid. Yeah, like, no, they're amazing. Like, and it's like, you just feel bad.
Yeah, you know what?
Because you did.
But then there's the parents that go, hey, we just got to ship ours back to Nebraska.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
Coming up on Monday, Husker Nick making it right by Liz.
Yeah.
Make it right Monday. Kicks 86.9.
Here we go.
The Kicks Morning Show with P, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kicks 96.9.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
He's naked, right?
I'm naked!
Might as well run around naked.
But you're naked.
Probably naked.
Quite unexpectedly, stark naked.
You are all naked.
So recently we've noticed a rash of naked stories that have popped up.
Was that your theme song?
Yes.
Did someone compose an opening for you?
It's a new naked montage. New naked.
Naked segments. New naked montage, yes.
Mm-hmm. For when we go to naked segments. Yeah. And sometimes nudity happens to create a good thing.
You're not convincing us of anything.
Yeah.
JP, I don't know where you're headed with this.
Okay.
No, we will not have an all-nude morning show. Sorry.
We're not doing that. I'm fine with that, no. Earlier this month, the cops in University Heights, Ohio, got a call at 4:25 in the morning about a drunk 27-year-old woman and a drunk 24-year-old woman fighting in the front yard of a house.
Okay.
Oh, and one of them was totally naked. We don't know the story of exactly how she wound up drunk, naked, and in a fight at that hour.
I mean, if it's 4 a.m., it's not surprising that this was the outcome.
Hold on. 4 a.m., stark naked, in the front of a house. The other woman was fully clothed?
Yes.
I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think we know. One of them came home and she's
chasing out the hoochie mama.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So we know the story. We know what happened here.
Anyway, the cops came and broke up the fight.
Okay.
And while they were there... They talked to a 27-year-old guy inside the house, and they found out he was wanted on felony warrants for kidnapping.
Oh, that'll happen, I guess.
So he's a bad dude.
So what I'm gathering here, I'm getting out of this, is that he was sleeping around mm-hmm. on his lady.
Mm-hmm.
And that ends up causing the cops to show up yeah. and get him busted for kidnapping because his naked side piece
right.
was fighting his girlfriend yes. in the front yard.
Yeah. Yeah, they arrested him and turned him over to Cleveland police. And
so how did the cops catch you? Well, I'm going to tell you.
He's got 99 problems.
And those his, girls are one.
Yeah, yes. for sure.
His and like, he's got...
Yeah, his side chick is one.
Is just one.
Oh my, is
his girlfriend's another one.
Yeah, it's like right. actually the problem.
So yeah, he did go to jail, and all thanks to a naked brawl that happened in his front.
What percent of cheating on your significant other events result in
getting arrested?
A naked chick fighting your significant other? I feel like it happens yard. More than you'd think.
Oh, yeah.
Or like vice versa. Yeah. Like I told you guys, the one time I walked in on my girlfriend at the time cheating on me with a buddy of mine, like I like drug his ass right mm-hmm. out into the yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was furious.
Like in college, that was the best because I went to Doan and we lived in these dorms called the Quads, which were basically set up like an old-timey motel, you know,
right. yeah.
shared balconies. So,
nice.
And there was like no insulation in them. So you could hear everything from every other quad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
so when we lived right below another fraternity of, well, they're the Playboys, quote unquote.
Oh,
that's
really?
Their symbol is the Playboy Bunny. Yeah. So you can imagine what type of dudes these are. I was banned from their quad anyway, but
I'm sure
that's a different story.
Story for another day.
Yeah. But you could always hear because you'd hear going up the stairs and yeah. then you'd hear like squealing from some chick. And it was like, even if I was in bed, my roommate and I would be like, oh my God.
We gotta get
and
outside.
We'd go to the window Pop and the open popcorn. The windows. And then if it started getting really good, we'd start going halfway up the stairs because there was constantly some chick
really?
Fight
some
of like,
sort of drama.
I heard you, babe. And it was like, oh, what's going on?
Want to see what's going
what's
on?
Up?
Man.
So, yes.
That sounds
it
like
happens
a good time.
Constantly. Oh, it was my favorite thing. Because they would always just be like, what? What? And it was like
anything?
Some girl getting dressed in the background, and you were like, oh. amazing.
Excellent.
Good times.
There you
college.
Go.
College is
coming.
Right.
Next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
The most underwhelming expensive thing you bought. There's a story about a very expensive item that would be really cool to have, but should you really
not
buy
sure
it?
Sure, what you're going to do with it.
Right. And you can join that conversation now on Twitter and Facebook, KX969, and tell us about what's something you is expensive that you bought that you really probably shouldn't have done, or maybe wasn't that great.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Little sidebar, everybody from the original movies are coming back for the new
I'm so excited.
Jurassic movie that's coming out. If you want to be a millionaire and have a giant T-Rex in your backyard, you
Who
too
doesn't?
Can be a part of the big auction house in Britain, Christie's Auction House.
Mm-hmm.
They're selling one of the largest known Tyrannosaurus Rex skeletons.
Like full real skeletons.
Full
yeah, the
skeleton.
Whole thing, this yeah. thing was uncovered,
Kit
unearthed
poodle.
At some point,
yeah.
and it's got all the bones.
Mm-hmm.
Giant skeleton.
It was discovered in 1987 in South Dakota. It's named Stan,
okay.
after the
Stan
guy who
T-Rex.
Found it.
Stan the man.
Stan the T-Rex.
Yeah.
He's 67 million years old.
Well, yeah. super duper 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 cool. And if you had the kind of money to throw away $6 million to get this thing,
right.
like that's awesome.
Yeah.
But we've all been here, just not that expensive, where we bought something at the time was like, oh my God, click, 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 click. I got to buy this. Click, 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 click,
mm-hmm.
click. Send it to me, Amazon. And then it gets there and you're like, okay, this is pretty cool. And a week later, you're thinking to yourself, why in God's green earth did I just spend $100 on that?
Yes. You're like, or, I am the dumbest person alive.
Everybody on the planet has done this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What's yours, Liz?
Okay, mine's pretty recent, actually. There is a sweatshirt from a brand that, like, all the fashion influencer girls have, and it's just so, so cool, and it kept selling out everywhere, and I was like, you know what? Fall is coming. Mm-hmm. I need this sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $200 sweatshirt.
What?
So I wow. convinced myself, what? Like, yes, I need this, so I order it. Get it to my house because they're like, you know, it fits really oversized. It's really cool. Yeah, it's basically a $200 like Hanes beefy tee
yeah.
sweatshirt. Like, big, bulky, one of those big baggy sweatshirts all the
ladies are wearing.
Yes. And I was like, oh my God.
So like starting last week, every time I pick up my kid at school, all the moms are in like kind of 80s biker shorts looking things.
Oh yeah.
Really? And then a big baggy,
big sweatshirt.
Big baggy shirt.
Yeah. Okay. Hey.
Hey. JP's like, been looking.
80s what now? Here we go.
Wait, the 80s are back?
I loved it when those were popular. And you said it was moms doing it?
That's the way it goes.
Huh?
Huh?
Hey. I'm just saying, we can replay that response of yours. And it was like, uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
You got my attention. I wasn't listening before that.
He was like, I heard moms in 80s.
Yeah, I'm in. I bought a pair because I play a lot of softball and I saw these batting gloves for like $92. And they're like all this description of how they feel on your hands and the back
and
control
how incredible
and all that.
They are.
I've worn them one time.
Yep.
And I hate them.
That sounds about
and
right.
I hate them even more when I realize how expensive they are.
Yes.
What a waste.
So we wanted to know from you.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
What's the most expensive impulse purchase you've ever made? Maybe it's a sweatshirt that's $200 and everybody's wearing it. But really, it's like, eh.
It's so lame unless you're a size 00 influencer.
Right. We already got one on Twitter. Most expensive impulse to buy a wedding. A most expensive impulse buy that may or may not have been worth it. For Husker Nick, it was a pair of batting gloves.
It's dumb. It's the dumbest thing. They're just sitting in my bag. They're just really nice cushion for my glove inside the my bag. It's stupid.
Casey was a wedding on Twitter.
Yeah, she said they got married after 3 weeks. So that, I think, does count as an impulse purchase.
It kind of does.
Of the husband and the wedding.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever bought?
I'll get you that after we get our listener first. Good morning.
Well, we were at a horse show, and I told my daughter if she got first or third, that she could have this puppy she wanted.
Whoa!
And, it was a big horse show. It was an AQHA show. She's never been to one.
Right.
So I thought it was highly unlikely. she pulled out second, and this week, that same dog got hit by a car and just cost me $5,000 in surgeries.
Oh, no.
But is it okay?
Oh, jeez.
He'll be fine.
Good.
But my bank account isn't.
No.
Not at
That's
all.
That's the thing with pups, man. They just know how to spend your money.
I know.
Gotta love them. That reminded me, my mom, anytime she's around horses, never fails. But actually, this turned out to be a decent buy. They found this this mini horse named Mojo at a sale. And my mom, they didn't have a trailer. My dad said she could not take the trailer with her to this horse show because she knew
because
she'd come
she'd
home
bring
with one.
Horses home.
Yeah. And so they found Mojo. And this horse, I will say, they got for it, it's been absolutely worth it because it's an award-winning horse for my daughter and her.
Yeah, she's showed it a lot.
But when they got it, it was like they were going to try to get it home because it's a small horse.
Yeah.
She had a Dodge Durango at the time. It's like we could just put it in the back.
I was going to say you could put it, in the hatch. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the hatch.
Let's head stick out the window.
And then they got to the end of the driveway and she had Serena get out because Serena was a little bit younger at the time. It's like walk this down the driveway to Grandpa and show it to him and maybe he'll be okay with it. It's like, okay, Grandma. And
oh, my.
Luckily enough, my dad's a softy, so he went with the horse. My impulse buy would have been the house that I currently am selling.
You just
bought it like on a whim?
I didn't want it.
You just bought it?
But yeah. At the time in the marriage, it was in,
you're like, boom, like, here we go, fine.
Wasn't my idea of a good time, but hey. And ever since then, it's been one of the most expensive damn things I've had to deal with.
Oh, God.
So it sells next week. Very happy about that. But yeah, so if you got an expensive impulse buy, you can share it with us.
We have
Facebook,
two people
Twitter.
That have written in saying new cars. Lip Gloss and Hot Sauce Celeste on Facebook said a new car.
I bought a car to impress Jess a long time ago.
Oh, my God.
Really? It's such a stupid mistake.
What kind of car did you get?
Subaru Impreza, because she always told me how much she liked those cars. It was so dumb. She went on a vacation one weekend with her parents, and I was like, I need a new vehicle. So I went and bought one, and then I was like, I'll surprise her when I get back. Stupid. So dumb.
That'll happen.
What guys will do for hot chicks.
Exactly.
Right. Tell you what.
Exactly.
The nitty gritty from Music City coming up. And Make It Right Monday with JP Liz, Husker Nick. It's Kicks.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey.
This is the Kicks Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kicks 96.9.
On this morning's Nitty Gritty from Music City, baby news, another Kane Brown accident, and new music from Michael Ray.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kicks 96.9.
We'll start off with some baby news.
Okay.
Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line and his wife Haley welcomed their third child, a son named Atlas Roy, on Thursday. They said the name Atlas means stand for strength, and Roy is the name of Tyler's dad, who passed away when he was 20. So, congrats to them. And also, Clay Cook of Zac Brown Band welcomed his third child with his wife, a daughter named Cecilia. And this is a big deal because Cecilia will be the first daughter in the Cook family line since the 1930s.
Oh, wow.
They apparently are experts at making boys in that family.
I guess so.
So they are very excited. And
what a special little one right there.
Right? Cool. Yeah, right? And she's already welcomed by two older brothers.
She's a princess in that family.
Yes, she will. Kane Brown gave us a behind-the-scenes look into the production process for his most recent video for Cool Again. And it definitely was not all fun and games on the set. Kane says that his makeup artist was drilled by a falling coconut. He said, quote, the sad thing, she ended up going to the ER. It hit her right on top of the head. Yeah, he said, my wife was talking about that possibility right before it happened. Yeah. And when they came and told us, we were like, whoa, but I think she's okay now.
It's like getting a light bowling ball dropped on you.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
Those things are brutal. You ever tried to open a coconut?
Oh, impossible. Those things are like heavy and very, very solid.
Wow.
But kind of weird. He said he thinks she's okay. I mean, it's been like 2 months, so maybe check up on her.
Yeah, we should maybe do a call.
Right.
See if she's okay.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Coconuts aside, though, Kane said the shoot was a lot less fun than it looks in the video because it looks like a tropical vacation. He said, quote, it was tough. It was 95 degrees out there on the beach in Miami with the humidity, and we had to keep our masks on unless we were shooting, and our masks were pretty nasty after that.
Why
but... bad? You know, that's life in COVID times.
Yep.
And finally, we have some new music from Michael Ray. It's called Whiskey and Rain. And while it's a brand new song, it's definitely got a classic country sound to it. Michael's been working on a new album, and he said he's going for a 90s now sound that blends the best of the classics like Gary Allen and Tim McGraw with an updated new sound. So you can decide for yourself and hear Whiskey and Rain right now. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Liz Bauer for Kix 96.9.
Tin roof, it's been black label pouring all night. Made a honky tonk out of this living room, yeah, swimming through her goodbye. Misery loves company, yeah.
coming up next.
Yo! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
That's great new music from Michael Ray. Digging that one from him. You can get it on a Now Playing button at KZKX.com.
Hey, yeah, you messed up. And JP, Liz, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
This morning we need to help Brett with his girlfriend and making it right. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I could really use your help.
Okay, so what's going on?
I've got a girlfriend who's everything I could ever imagine wanting in a partner. And, you know, I definitely see us getting married in the future.
Oh, wow. Okay. So yeah, pretty serious.
It definitely feels like that. And, because of the pandemic, she was home with her mom and her stepdad, and all of her classes are online.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So her stepdad's a real ass. Everyone in her family hates him, and they've been trying to convince my girlfriend to move out and in with one of them for years. He treats her like garbage. He puts my girlfriend down to make his own daughter, like to build up his own daughter who has a lot of drug problems. You know, he tries to make her look better.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yikes.
Yeah, it's a real messed up situation. One of the things that really bothers me, though, it drives me up the wall. He calls her ugly. He'll say, man, you fell out of the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Oh, my God.
So he's a bad joke teller, too.
Yeah. That is a really old dad joke. Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, her mom will yell at him, but he, you know, tries to defend himself, say he's just being honest, and he can't help that she's ugly. He kind of just keeps rambling about how beautiful his daughter is.
Okay, that's creepy. Yeah,
that's crappy.
First of all, that's
creepy
just,
and crappy.
Yeah, creepy and crappy, but like what really mostly creepy. I'm like really weirded out by that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but my girlfriend is beautiful. She is, like, she's way out of my league. And I know. It bothers me because I'm like, this is just objectively not true. Mm-hmm. But the other, you know, a couple weekends ago, I was taking her to a work event where we all were socially, you know, distancing.
Right.
And she looked beautiful, of course, but can't keep his mouth shut and starts in immediately. I mean, oh, was she really going to wear that? Well, why'd she do that to her hair? Why isn't she wearing more makeup?
Jeez.
And, you know, he said if I really wanted to show off, I'd take his daughter.
What the?
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Is he in love with his daughter? Like,
what
I mean, like, romantically
on?
In love with his daughter?
What an absolute jerk.
Ew.
It's crazy. It is. It's, like, cringe. And I had one of those moments where I just, you know, spoke my thoughts out loud.
Okay.
Really bad. And I said, oh, yeah, because nothing says beauty in class like a drug addict on probation.
Oh, damn.
Okay,
oh, no.
So shots have been fired then.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Definitely the shot heard around the world.
Wow. I mean, I don't blame you, but damn.
Yeah,
man.
Wow.
Hey, man, he was pushing.
Yeah.
He was pushing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened next?
Around here.
And, you know, my girlfriend got upset. She left. And, you know, I apologized to her, but she was furious with me, and she hasn't talked to me since. And she's even moved into her aunt's. So, you know, she didn't ask me to help or anything.
Oh, no.
So I'm kind of, like, really stuck. Like, I really need you guys to help me out if you can.
Wow.
Oh, it's such a tough moment because you were in a really bad spot because you wanted to defend her and you lost your temper and
right.
You let him have it.
And then you almost made it work. Like,
yes.
You're both the bad guy kind of now.
Right, unfortunately.
But your heart was in the right place.
Right,
at least you weren't
totally.
Coming from a place of absolute evil like it sounds like her stepdad is.
Yeah, he sounds like a total D-bag.
Touché.
All right, so when we call her, when she hears it's you, what do you think she's going to, like, you think she's going to be receptive or, I don't know, what do you think?
I mean, we've been going out for a while, so I think she will be receptive. I haven't heard from her, so I honestly have, like, no idea, like, what she's thinking, you know?
Jeez.
Right.
All right.
Well, first of all, at least she's out of that house with that.
Yeah,
that
sounds
guy.
Like she's
but
stuck in the middle of.
She doesn't
everybody.
Need that negativity in her life.
No,
that'll
she really doesn't
bring anybody down.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well,
jeez.
Brett, we appreciate you doing what you could to help her out, and we'll give her a call, and we'll definitely go to bat for you and see if we can sort this whole thing out.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Coming up next.
Yo! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
I didn't even know where to go with this one.
That was just a lot.
I mean, he's not a bad person for what he said, but I mean,
it's one of those heat of the moment moments where all of a sudden, like, you could be completely in the right, but then now you're in the wrong.
Right.
Because of the one thing you said. It might have been based in fact. It might have been sort of the right thing to say, but it's just like how you said it. And now both of you are the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just never a good situation.
All right. Well, we'll try to get Sharon on the phone. See if we can help Brett make it right.
Yeah, you messed up. And JP, Liz, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
So here's the issue today with Brett and his girlfriend. His girlfriend's been living with her mother and stepdad during COVID, and all her classes have been online, and her stepdad's not a good dude. And they were getting ready to go to an event, and the stepfather said a bunch of nasty stuff, and Brett finally just had enough of it. Spoke his words, his truth to the stepdad, and that just ruined everything with him and Sherry. Sherry has now moved out of the house, luckily, and got away from the step monster, and is living with her aunt. But she's not talking to Brett.
Hmm.
And so he has asked us to reach out and try to make this right. All right, Brett, we've got Sherry on the line. We're going to talk with her first, and then we're going to bring you in, and we'll do the best to help you out to make this right by her, okay?
Okay.
Good morning, Sherry.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. It's JP, Liz, Husker Nick. Thanks for holding on.
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
We appreciate you. How are you doing?
I mean, could be better.
Yeah, we heard.
That's what we've heard.
We've heard you've had some got a little bit of a tough time recently.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And things aren't going well at home, and then also with your boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, things are a little bit intense right now, so trying to just take a breather.
Right, which we understand, but we also had a chance to talk to Brett, and he wanted us to give you a call and then see if you'd be willing to talk with him with us.
Okay.
So we've got Brett on with us. Brett, good morning again.
Hey, good morning. Hey, hey, Sherry. Hey,
Hi.
I'm really sorry about what happened at that event a couple weekends ago. I know I embarrassed you and I made you feel bad, but I just want you to know how sorry I am.
Well, okay, I appreciate that. I mean, it was definitely embarrassing, and it's really hard for me to kind of process all of this, so I guess that's just one of the reasons why I'm trying to distance myself, because I don't really want to see anyone right now.
No.
With everything going on in the world and just that stuff just really hit me hard, so I love you, Brett. I do. I know that you love me and you want me to be happy, but I just can't do it right now. I need to take a break.
Sherry, I understand. Listen, I understand. I appreciate that. I will be patient. I'll be as patient as you want me to be. I just want to know if there's anything I can do right now to make it better for you. If there's anything I can do at all.
I mean, just give me some time, you know. I love how nice and great you are to me, because that's just not at all what I get from home, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I just... You know, for the sake of my family and what's going on right now, I think it's just better for us to just kind of just cool it for a little while.
Right.
And then we'll see what happens. You know? Well,
and we heard from Brett everything that's going on in your house. And, I mean, don't hate us for this, but we're definitely Team Brett. How much he cares about you and how much he wants the best for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that for sure, and I'm not saying it's done at all.
Okay.
I can't, my brain space right now, I can't.
Well, when you're ready, we'll hook you guys up with a gift card so you can go to dinner.
Yeah.
And I would implore you, this man sounds like he obviously cares greatly about you and he lost his temper with your stepfather. Don't let those things your stepfather is saying define you, and don't let that, like, be positive. You sound like an awesome person, and Brett described you to us, sound like you're an
hardworking,
awesome person through him.
Wonderful, beautiful spirit.
So don't let your stepfather, who sounds like he's got his own demons to figure out, don't let him bring you down, okay?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. And this man over here sounds like he wants to help lift you up and elevate you, which is good to have around you.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
You bet. Awesome. So when you're ready, Sherry, and you're talking to Brett, now that the communication lines are open, when you're ready, you let us know. We'll be glad to give you guys dinner out on us as a chance to just kind of reconnect and hopefully continue this, what seems like a really good relationship between you two.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you.
That sounds great. And Sherry, hey, I just want you to know I love you, okay?
That was adorable. Yeah. If you guys need us, like, anonymously give us stepfather's number so we can call and just ridicule him over the air.
I don't know if that's a good
idea.
For
being such a jerk to you. I will happily believe you me. That won't take much to convince me to do that. So I would be in. But if not, that's okay, too. Just wanted to extend the olive branch to my new friend that I got your back.
Thank you.
All
right, well, Sherry, thank you so much. Brett, best of luck. Thank you. You two just keep doing what you're doing, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.
I'm just glad that we were able to present to Sherry that Brett's not a bad guy. He's not the bad guy in this. This truly, he was just looking out for her best interest.
Poor JP had one of those, I'm totally in. Wait, what? Where are you going with this?
Right, yeah. It's like, wait,
we're not going to go shoot out his porch light or anything like that.
No, I want to get him on the show and just belittle him.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I have zero problem being petty to people who deserve it.
Right.
Right?
I mean, I just feel like there's maybe something else going on there. Maybe the dad feels like guilty because his daughter has gotten into trouble. Maybe so he really, like when somebody has like a really crap kid.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure all
yeah.
your children are wonderful, but like people who have crap kids.
No, there are.
Always are like, not my kid. They're the best kid. Yeah, like, no, they're amazing. Like, and it's like, you just feel bad.
Yeah, you know what?
Because you did.
But then there's the parents that go, hey, we just got to ship ours back to Nebraska.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
Coming up on Monday, Husker Nick making it right by Liz.
Yeah.
Make it right Monday.
Coming up next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
If you want to catch up on everything that happened with Make It Right Monday, you can do that on our podcast now at KZKX.com. Coming up, the After the Show show with me and Liz and more to start your day.
Your music. Your artist.
Hey, it's Maddie and Tate.
Hey, Kane Brown here.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Your device of choice.
The car.
My phone.
I stream it with Alexa.
Stream Kix 96.9 on the iHeart, TuneIn, or Radio.com apps. Connect with Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Brightens up your day. Every morning.
Right here, right now.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
It wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
The Kix Morning Show.
On Kix 96.9.
It's been an entire year. We have to bring this back. We're going to bring anything back.
Oh.
I forgot. I couldn't remember if you liked.
Oh, yes.
This or not.
Oh, yes, I do.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween.
Halloween spooks.
Ghostly things are going to happen.
We're not far from it.
No.
There we go.
Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree.
Just randomly found that on the internet one time, and it's like, oh god, it's something that is a staple of this show now.
Yes.
Bad news, though, if you were hoping to dress up as a sexy coronavirus this year, as it was found out by Liz, because she loves these collaborations of weird sexy costumes.
There's a certain website that they have kind of become famous for making ridiculous sexy costumes. So they have every sexy costume you could possibly imagine, like sexy Ronald McDonald, sexy Hamburglar, sexy bottle of ketchup, like all of those different things. And then they always have pop culture ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they get a little heat for them, like when they did the sexy Ebola costume. Didn't go over.
I didn't even know
well.
That happened. Oh, yes. Wow. Oh,
God. They did not, people didn't like that one too much.
Yeah, I know.
And of course, this year, they've already rolled out Sexy Tiger King.
Right.
And with like denim hot pants.
It looks ridiculous.
And a tiny little tiger that goes on your shoulder. And then, of course, there's the coolest cat costume that goes with it. So you're. Other hot, sexy friend can be a sexy tiger.
Is there a sexy Carol Baskin or no?
No.
Okay, good.
Just sexy Tiger King.
All right, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
But they have finally drawn a line in the sand, apparently, because they said no sexy COVID costume.
Okay. How would you make sexy COVID?
Okay. Probably just repackage the sexy Ebola costume, right, so it'd be exactly. like a sexy hazmat suit, which is funny in its own way, but like not, I guess. But they are making sexy like mask costumes, okay. So just a lot of the same ones that they always have.
Gotcha.
But they come with special masks.
Oh, for
so
your
they
Halloween.
Said those are like flying out the door, and they also said that. Bedroom costumes that are not meant to be worn in public are very hot ticket items this year.
Stuck at home.
Yes, for those who will be celebrating Halloween at home.
Not at a giant party. You're going to have your own little party.
Mm-hmm, your own sexy. But don't worry. One of their new costumes this year, JP, you'll probably like this one.
Okay.
Sexy TikTok.
What is that?
It's basically hot pants with a shirt that has a logo that looks suspiciously like the TikTok logo.
That's creative.
I love this website.
All right, there you go. No sexy coronavirus.
Damn. No sexy COVID costume. You'll have to make it yourself.
Weird. The Kix Morning Show. Wake up the country way. With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
There's a lot of things you can win on our website at KZKX.com.
Yeah, we got some good prizes right now.
Including Husker gear, which you can do that with the Husker headquarters game day.
Make sure you do that because it's only going through the end of the month. So okay. get those All pictures right. in there.
Oh, that's like the next, like today, yeah. tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get that in there.
And then get on for gas and groceries with $100 to Super Saver. $100 for gas from Stop and Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And every entry you get in each day, if you share that up, you get another 10 bonus entries. So yeah. I've seen a lot of people doing that lately.
I know. We've been seeing it on, you know, Twitter, Facebook, and stuff. So do that because it basically increases your daily entries by tenfold.
Yeah, just today.
To get free gas and
Snow and Melissa Lay and Jenny or Flair 218 as she goes by on Twitter.
Ooh.
All getting in for the big money, and that continues this week, so you got to do it fast.
Yeah.
That money's going to go away real quick. But thank you again to Super Savers, Stop and Shop for hooking us up.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that, KZKX.com. Coming up, money just falling from the sky.
Literally.
That after Lee Bryce's kicks.
JP, Liz, Skernick, mornings.
I thought it would be a fun way to start our morning.
Good call, sir.
On Kix 96.9.
So here's something new for firefighters, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
In New York, they had to extinguish a fire in Brooklyn on Thursday. And a source from the fire department said to the New York Post that money just kept falling out of the sky.
What?
Actually, it was falling out of a resident's ceiling at about $1 million.
They just had that squirreled away?
Uh-huh. First responders showed up to this home. And the cash, according to the outlet, firefighters arrived at the home at like 2 in the morning, doused the fire, first floor. And then the flames, they had to cut through the ceiling to get to the flames. And then when bundles upon bundles of foil and plastic-wrapped cash started falling from the sky, they're like, what? And it was in like one solid brick of money. It just kept falling out, one
so
after the other.
So was the owner a drug lord? Or were they like Depression era grandmas who like just kept all their money in cash?
The actual value is currently unknown. It's being obtained by the woman who lived in the home from her late husband's life insurance policy.
Okay, so I think we have our answer there.
There you go.
She thinks that it needs to all be in cash and it all needs to be in the house.
In the
but
house.
Also then when your house burns down, it's going to start raining.
The way it worked out, luckily enough, none of the cash was burned. Because of the way it was packaged with that foil and plastic.
That's what I was like, okay, why would you wrap that in foil unless it's some weird alien science things? But okay, maybe she was onto something.
$1 million, though. Wow.
Okay, something similar, not quite like this,
really?
But similar happened to my dad.
Okay.
So he used to travel a lot, and the company he worked for, he would have to go to New York City a lot.
Right.
So, you know, they'd put him in like fairly nice hotel, like down in Times Square. Obviously, there were a lot of things that happen in Times Square,
true.
Legal and not. So he was in his room and he went to go take a shower, and he finished his shower. And you know how in like hotel bathrooms, sometimes they have the shelf with the towels. It's like in the shower. So you just like reach. So he reaches up, grabs a towel. Money starts raining down on him.
$100
bills start raining down on him. And he was like,
what do you do?
What? So he calls downstairs and he's like, well, a few $1,000 just rained down on me while I was trying to get a towel. So
you probably want to.
And they said that they had had somebody, a sort of known suspicious character who might have a stable of women, who was calling looking for someone who had stayed in the room before him.
Right.
And said, you know, my money has to be in there. Where is this person? All this stuff. And so they actually had to move my dad to like a completely different floor because they were like
criminal investigation.
Yes, because they were like, if it, like this person is more than likely going to come back to this room. And we don't want you involved.
Yeah.
And obviously their money is there. And so it turned into this whole thing.
Wow.
Just because he was trying to take a shower and it started raining cash on him because someone had squirreled away all the cash before they left.
Man, the things that happen in New York City.
Right?
That's just bonkers. So be aware, cash could just come out of any space known to man in
start
NYC.
Raining down.
Yep. Our one big thing is we've got your chance. You check out the best of the best in PBR bull riding at Pinnacle Bank Arena this weekend. And we've got your hookup to go to the championships. This is always on the finals on Sunday.
On Sunday. That's like the best of the best.
Truly. It's Saturday and Sunday down at Pinnacle Bank Arena. I think this is the first event they've had at PBA other than graduation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Since the pandemic. So.
The first like entertainment event.
Right. Yeah, so it'll be very exciting to go down there and be a part of the bull riding that goes on. And we've got your chance to win tickets throughout the day, so be listening for your chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have some tomorrow. And we'll also be talking to Dakota Lewis, who's one of the top bull riders in the world.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on the After the Show show with me and Liz. So be sure to tune in for that. But throughout the week, and then tomorrow with JP Mix's guest, we'll have your chance to win tickets to go to the bull riding. So it's just kind of nice to have an event again.
Something to look forward to. Something to bring the family to.
So we'll have your hookup coming up tomorrow on the show. If you miss any today's show, you can find it on our podcast at KZKX.com, including Make a Ride Monday tomorrow, Datum or Dump 'em. JP makes this guest and bull riding tickets for you.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake up the country way.
Kix 96.9.